Chapter 9. Pig in a Blanket. The four of us dash out of the Mad Hatter's gate and rush along a path in the forest. There are lots of leaves, on the trees, on the ground. The leaves are all different colors, but not like in the fall. These leaves are neon pink, neon yellow, and some are even striped or covered in polka dots. It's kind of cool, but it's not helping my state of mind much. Yep. Frankie says, the knave was supposed to steal the tarts, not you guys. Great, I say, just great. Why did the knave steal the queen's tarts anyway? Robin asks. I don't know, Frankie says, because he was hungry? They never say. In the real story, when the knave is on trial, Alice has to testify in court, but then she gets attacked by all the cards, and all of a sudden, she wakes up. She's back outside with her sister. It was just a dream. My mouth drops open. A dream? This whole thing is a dream? Frankie nods. So we're stuck inside someone's dream, I say. I guess that explains the striped and polka dot leaves and the clouds that dance and the weird flying food. But if we stole the tarts before the knave got to them, then we must have fallen into the story before Alice. How does Wonderland exist if she hasn't dreamt it yet? I ask, frowning. Maybe Wonderland is real, Robin says, her eyes sparkling. Alice may be dreaming, but that doesn't mean the place doesn't exist. I'm getting a headache. Girls, we have to focus, Penny says, looking around. What else is there to swallow in the story? There are a ton of things to swallow, Frankie says. There are mushrooms. Tried those, Robin says. Hey, what about a leaf? The colorful ones on the trees, I ask. Yeah, I'm sure they taste just like lettuce, Robin says. I raise an eyebrow. You first, I say. I do not want to eat a leaf. Especially a weirdly patterned leaf. Robin and Frankie run up ahead to a tree with neon pink leaves. I watch as they each rip a leaf off a branch and take a bite. I really am so impressed with Frankie. I definitely underestimated her. She might be shy, but underneath, she's also fearless. I watch their faces for a reaction. Robin wrinkles her nose. Frankie coughs and spits out her leaf. Neither of them disappears. Didn't work, huh? I ask. Probably needed dressing, Penny says. I can't help but laugh. You haven't been to the Duchess's house yet, have you? Frankie asks, wiping her lips with the back of her hand. Or the rabbits? No, I say, but I don't exactly trust the rabbit. We should look for their houses, Frankie says. They both have things we can swallow. Robin and Frankie trot up ahead, arm in arm, so I wind up walking beside Penny. She sighs loudly. Don't worry, I say. We'll get home. I always do. At least, I always have. She sighs again. But everything is different this time, isn't it? Yeah, I say. I guess it is. I just hate being stuck. Have you ever been stuck somewhere before? I ask. Yes. She hesitates. Do you want to know a secret? I guess, I say. Is Penny about to tell me that she goes into stories sometimes too? Her cheeks turn red. My first week of kindergarten, I got stuck in the girls' bathroom. The stall door got jammed, and no one was there to help me. Oh, that sounds awful. You couldn't slide under the door? I ask. It was the one on the second floor. You know, the stall all the way to the right. The door goes down to the bottom. I was totally stuck. Yikes. So what happened? It was a field trip day, and all the other kids went to get on the bus. The teacher didn't know us all then, since it was the first week of school. He counted the kids wrong, and no one knew I was missing, so the bus left. I gasp. And you were still in the bathroom? She nods. For how long? At least an hour. Maybe more. Finally, a first grade teacher came in and heard me banging, and she had to call the janitor and he helped me out. But it took forever. Did the teacher realize you were missing? Yes, she says. Eventually. Did you get to go on the field trip? She shakes her head. I was so freaked out, they called my parents to pick me up. But they were traveling, obviously. They're always traveling. My old nanny finally came and got me like a half hour later. That's a terrible memory, I say, stepping on a pile of leaves. She giggles. It's kind of funny, though. I've never told anyone that story, she adds. No one ever found out? No! I didn't want to be known as Bathroom Girl in the first week of school. Nickname Stick, you know. I guess, I say. I promise not to call you Bathroom Girl. Thanks, Penny says. But we can call Robin and Frankie Leaf Eaters if you want. She laughs, and I laugh too. Being stuck in Wonderland isn't as bad as being stuck in the bathroom, though, right? I point out. I notice Frankie and Robin coming to a stop down the path in front of a small brick house. True, Penny says. It's so weird here. There are no rules, and I like rules. I know that sounds strange since my parents don't have any, but I like plans. I like things that make sense, and this place makes no sense. Her shoulders droop. You probably think I'm weird. I shake my head. I don't think you're weird at all. I'm the same. I love rules. I am all about rules. Wait, do Penny and I have something in common? I think about what Frankie said about books having layers. I guess people have layers too. And only when you dig deeper, when you really get to know the person, do you discover what those layers are. Up ahead, Frankie turns around and motions for us to join her and Robin at the door to the house. I think this is the Duchess's house, Frankie whispers, pointing to a baby carriage parked by the entrance. We're going to try and swallow her soup. Wait, does the Duchess have a baby? I ask. Is that how you know this is her house? Yes, Frankie says. Then she cocks her head to the side. Well, she kind of has a baby. Huh? Frankie smiles to herself. You'll see. Robin steps up to the front door and knocks twice. A woman wearing a poofy red velvet dress answers. She has a very large head and short, curly blonde hair and a long, pointy nose. She's holding a baby wrapped in a yellow blanket. Except, I stare at the baby. It's not a baby. It's a pig. An actual pig. A baby pig? A pig in a blanket? It's a real-life pig in a blanket, and not a teeny tiny hot dog that my brother would insist should be called a dog in a blanket. He's not wrong. It does make more sense. I miss Jonah. Who are you? The woman snaps, glaring at all four of us. I'm, Abby, I say. And these are my friends, Penny, Frankie, and Robin. Wait, did I just refer to Penny as my friend? And you're the Duchess, Frankie says to the woman. Hi! Of course I'm the Duchess, the woman mutters. Who else would I be? Are you coming in or not? You shall tell me why you're here while I rock the baby to sleep. I try to peek into the blanket to get a look at the pig, who's wide awake. He's pink with a little brown nose. He is pretty cute. We walk into a kitchen. A man in a backward apron is cooking something in a big pot on the stove, and another guy is sitting at the table. He's short and skinny, with a mustache and long hair. He's wearing flared jeans, a fringy vest, and purple sunglasses. He reminds me of old pictures I've seen of my grandpa and great uncle back from the 1970s. This guy looks around college age. I wonder if there's college in Wonderland. Hi, Robin says to the guy. She introduces herself and all of us.
Hey, I'm Cliff,
The guy lets out a sigh. "Who's Cliff?" I whisper to Frankie. "I don't remember a Cliff in the book at all," Frankie says, biting her fingernail. "I'm kind of confused." "I don't remember a Cliff from the parts I skimmed either," Penny whispers. "And there's no Cliff in the movie," Robin adds, also in a whisper. Weird. So where did Cliff come from? And where is Alice? The Duchess sits down in a rocking chair near the window and rocks the baby. The pig baby. Penny steps closer to stand by the Duchess. "Who's a cute piglet?" Penny says. "Who? Who? Aw, look at its tiny piglet ears. Its cute little nose is twitching." Her face is radiating joy. "I've always wanted a pig," she says. "When I grow up, I'm going to have a farm with pigs and goats. And don't forget horses," Frankie says. "Obviously horses," Penny says, and goes back to cooing at the pig baby. Penny is acting like it's totally normal for a lady in a fancy dress to be rocking a piglet. I thought she liked things that made sense.
"Oink, oink,"
the pig baby says.
"You are such a piggy,"
the Duchess says a little meanly to the piglet. The piglet oinks again. "Can I hold him?" Penny asks the Duchess.
"Please."
The Duchess passes the pig to Penny. "You are so sweet," Penny coos to the piglet. "Do you guys want to hold him too?" she asks me, Robin, and Frankie.
That's okay," I say. The pig kind of smells like poop.
I'm not much of a pig person.
"Where is lunch?" the Duchess calls to the cook. "The baby and I are hungry." "The soup is almost ready, Duchess,"
the cook says, stirring the large blue pot on the stove. Yes, the soup Frankie mentioned is about to be served, which means maybe, hopefully, we will soon be on our way home. Yes, yes, yes. Penny oohs and ahs over the piglet and keeps talking about its adorable velvety pink ears. Frankie and Robin finally go over to look at the pig baby, too. I walk to the stove to check out the soup. It's bubbling away and is a pretty golden color. Whew! Maybe we can finally eat something normal.
"Do you know what this soup needs?"
the cook asks.
"What?"
I ask.
"Pepper."
He takes out a mill and starts to add pepper to the soup. And more pepper. And even more pepper. The soup is turning black with pepper. Pepper is somehow flying around the room.
"Achoo!"
sneeze Robin, Frankie, and Penny.
"Achoo!"
sneezes the pig baby.
"Achoo!"
sneezes the Duchess.
"That's enough pepper!"
But the cook doesn't stop grinding.
"I said that's enough pepper,"
the Duchess repeats, her voice rising. The pepper tickles my nose.
"Achoo!"
I sneeze. It really is enough pepper.
"Everyone likes pepper,"
the cook says, continuing to grind. At this point, the pot looks like it has more pepper in it than soup.
"Yum, yum,"
he says. The Duchess jumps over to the cook and pulls on his arm.
"Enough!"
The sudden motion makes the cook yank his arm back, and suddenly, the entire pot of soup tips over. Black-brown pepper soup floods the floor. The pot is resting upside down in the middle of the mess.
"No!"
I yell. "That was our way home!" The Duchess slips on the soup, flies backward, and lands on her behind.
Ouch!
This is not good. Not good at all.
"But we have to eat the soup,"
I call out. Frankie and Robin and I look at one another, concern in our eyes. Penny is too busy cooing at the pig baby.
"What do we do?"
Frankie asks. The three of us look down at the soup-coated floor. Then we all grimace.
"No,"
I say. "Is that our only option? Are we going to have to, lick the floor?" Frankie makes a face.
"No way. We can't do it.
We cannot lick the floor. I would rather stay in Wonderland than lick the floor."
If only Prince were here, he'd lick the floor. Hey, so would Jonah.
Suddenly, Frankie's eyes light up. The pot! We can lick the pot!
Of course, I say. The pot! I'll lick the pot! I love licking pots. At home, I'm always asking to lick the pot. Usually there's mac and cheese in it, but beggars can't be choosers. I pick the pot up off the floor. Ouch! It's hot. Wait a sec. I don't lick the pot at home. I lick the bowl or the spoon. Plus, if I lick the pot now, I will burn my tongue off. We have to wait until it cools down, I say.
Oink! Choo!
Sneezes the pig. Bless you, says Penny.
Is someone going to clean that up?
The Duchess asks.
It was your fault, huffs the cook.
Frankie sits down at the table right across from Cliff. He's been quiet this whole time.
So, who are you again? She asks him. I'm so sorry, but I don't remember you from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
I wasn't in the original book,
Cliff says, and then he sneezes.
Gesundheit,
says the Duchess. Bless you, Frankie says, and Cliff nods.
I know, she tells him. Then why are you here? How are you here?
All of a sudden, I hear a noise outside. I glance out the window and see a bunch of card people in the distance. The 8, 9, and 10 of clubs are approaching the house. Ack!
Guys, we're going to have to go really soon, I say. I quickly stick my index finger inside the pot. Luckily, it's not too hot anymore. And then I lick my finger.
That's a lot of pepper. I swallow and I wait, closing my eyes. Then I sneeze.
Gesundheit,
the Duchess says.
Since I heard that, I guess I'm still here, I say.
You are, says Frankie. There's banging on the front door.
Crumbs.
We have to leave, I tell Penny.
Come on, give the Duchess back the pig baby. The cards are here.
But he likes me, Penny says and makes a sad face.
Who is it?
Asks the Duchess, heading for the door.
We're looking for the thieves,
screams Ten.
The tot thieves!
Are there any tot thieves here?
The Duchess asks, turning around to face the rest of us.
No,
Frankie, Robin, and I all say at the same time. Penny keeps cooing at the pig baby.
Penny, I whisper, we have to go now.
Penny makes another sad face and passes the pig baby back to the Duchess.
Oink!
Screams the pig.
I wish I could go too,
Cliff says sadly.
I was trapped, and now I'm stuck here forever.
I freeze at the word trapped.
Who trapped you?
I ask him.
An evil fairy,
he says.
An evil fairy?
What? Could Cliff be trapped here the same way Mary Rose is trapped in the magic mirror in my basement?
But what reason
did an evil fairy have for trapping him here? I glance out the window. The cards look like they're about to push through the front door.
Cliff, I say, we're trying to escape too. Come with us.
There's no way out,
he says.
There is, I exclaim.
We just have to swallow the right thing. The Cheshire Cat told us so.
I've tried that, he says. I've swallowed everything. The Cheshire Cat gave me the same riddle he gave you, and I've been stuck here for over 40 years.
My heart sinks. Are you serious?
Yeah, man,
he says.
As serious as Watergate.
Huh?
There's no time to figure out what he's talking about. We've got to run.